Hey everybody, it's your boy Ninja, aka Madman. Today we're doing a review of the movie Beekeeper. Be mindful of minor or major spoilers while we go through this review. I won't give my rating until the end. Usually that's how that goes. So, the Beekeeper is about a secret organization throughout the United States government that has the code name Beekeeper. The Beekeepers keep structure within the United States while the justice system doesn't work. Obviously, it's Jason Statham. He's got to play a major role in a secret organization that has to do with prior or previous or present day military type of training. Jason Statham did amazing in this movie. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Definitely a great movie from him. I'm looking at the IMDb rating and I'm wondering why it got a 6.4. This movie was fantastic. I don't know how it got that rating. That's super weird. It says it's gone down to a popularity rating of 28 on IMDb. I don't know. I don't see that. There is a few things. Obviously, in the beginning, he starts off like a beekeeper, trying to just live his life. When they really push the narrative of the woman who was taking care of him, she ends up getting swindled out of money due to an organization scamming her, and he wants to get to the top of the organization and find out what's going on, who stole her money, and why. And take them out, because obviously they're corrupt, and the beekeeper's job is to keep the justice, keep the peace. Obviously she gets scammed, which they make a huge note of, hey, don't scam old people in the beginning. Like, hey, this is bad. Like, it's very dramatized and everything, like the first 10, 15, 20 minutes of the movie. Very dramatized, don't steal from old people, don't do it. It's the same thing as hurting a baby, as hurting the elderly, and yada, yada, yada. But it sent a good message. It definitely was it was a great message. It wasn't something that I wouldn't see myself actually talking about, but it was definitely a good message to push out the narrative to, you know, protect old people like you would an innocent child. So then they bring in the female protagonist of the movie, which, I'll be honest with you, immediately right off rip, I did not like her. The way she presented herself, her demeanor, sloppy, arrogant. I did not like her whatsoever. And then as the movie goes on, that she grows on you. Like, she ends up being pretty decent. Not to mention her character can resonate with Jason Statham's character. So it was kind of one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm starting to like her. But it wasn't until, like, probably there was 30 minutes of the movie left that I was like, okay, well, she's okay. She's not too bad. Now, mind you, this is where we get into some spoilers. There's a few notes that I took down. The new beekeeper, because obviously the previous beekeeper was him. He's called the Bee Slayer, quote unquote, in a beehive. Queen Slayer. There's certain levels of bees, and he's the one who's like, hey, the queen bee's not working. We have to go ahead and take care of that. So he was the queen slayer of the hive, if you will. So the new beekeeper that they have, or the queen, I guess it would be, looked like Zoolander, and I thought that was hilarious. Because their fight lasted all of like 10 seconds and it was absolutely atrocious. It was a great fight. The fight wasn't bad. It was the fact that she looked like Zoolander and didn't do much of anything, and he just whooped her ass around the whole gas station. It was very, very funny. If you've seen the preview, you've seen most of the fight. It's very funny. So let's get into the whole synopsis. So if you're not ready for spoilers, get up out of here, you know. That was your review. I do give it an 8. I give it an 8.5. I'll say 8.5. It was really good. I did enjoy it. Give it an 8.5. So if you're not ready for spoilers, we're getting into it. Here it goes. They end up... everybody gone? That's not supposed to be here? Wonderful. Good. They end up stealing from the old lady, and he goes up to the place where he has to make a call to the CIA to inform them, hey, I know I'm retired, but I'm just going to do one more job. I just need some information. They give him the information. He goes over to their building. That's where we get this amazing scene from the trailer where he starts fighting everybody in the call center and he meets our first twat that he has to fight, which is hilarious because then they retaliate, try to come after him, which is even funnier because the guy who he just beat up knows exactly what he's about and he's like, I'm not about that life. I can't fight this dude, but we're going to go do it anyway. So he goes over there. Everybody gets killed, obviously. Jason Statham puts him down. He takes the guy's hand, leaves him alone for a little bit. I think he was baiting him into calling his boss, which happened. He called his boss, Jason Statham and him talked. That's when you see the scene where he drives him off the bridge. Boom, drives him off the bridge. Wonderful. Bye-bye. That guy, he's dead. The FBI, the daughter of the woman that killed herself. Oh, yeah, spoilers. Here's the spoilers. The old woman killed herself from getting scammed. And that's why Jason Statham is going off on this crazy rampage. All right. And now I did tell you the spoilers were coming. So if you're still here, that's on you. She killed herself. Jason Statham's pissed because she's the only person that took care of him. He goes ahead and he goes on this mini rampage. Finds out the daughter, the one I didn't like in the beginning, is an FBI agent who suddenly just appears in her mother's life out of nowhere, which is whatever, but okay. Now she's following the trail of Jason Statham as he goes around and does all these crimes, finds out that it's him doing it, yada, yada, yada. Nothing really important there. She figures out it's him. They already knew it was him. He's got a clean record because he has an alibi. He's not even who he says he is. He's the beekeeper. I do like all the jokes that they make about him being a beekeeper. That's probably the funniest part of the, like, every time somebody's like, he's a beekeeper. So who cares if he keeps bees? It's just like, no, you don't understand. You know, like, that's hilarious. They say it like 15 to 20 times. They make a joke in reference to him being a beekeeper without actually knowing what it is. Fast forward a little bit. Kid is scared to death. Find out Kid has a CIA agent working for him for protection. CIA agent realizes a beekeeper's after Kid and says, you're screwed. Guy is the CIA agent, apparently is in love with Kid's mom, who you find out later on is the president of the United States. Guess who paid her campaign funds? Her son, who just happened to pay them with scamming money. Who'd have thunk it? You don't find that out until like way later in the movie, though. So, CIA agent hires SEAL Team 6, Marines, Special Forces, tells them, all right, hey, maybe all of you can take him on, but not one of you alone. And throughout the movie, he tries actively not to kill anyone who's like in uniform. It is absolutely hilarious to watch him like body shot with a pistol every single FBI agent, and then he gets up to like a mercenary or somebody who's actually going to kill him, and he just shoots him in the head. And it's like, oh, so he does kill. It's just not people in uniform. That's wonderful. There was even a scene that they elaborated on it where he's outside of the hotel and he just kung fu wrestles the hell out of all these dudes, gets them all down on the ground, and the FBI agents swarm in afterwards. They're like, is anybody hurt? Anybody hurt? And they're like, no, nobody's dead. Nobody's dead. We just got our asses kicked. It's like, wow. Because he cares about peace. He cares about maintaining justice, which I thought sent an awesome message for the movie. I'm surprised that it got such a low rating on IMDb. I keep looking at that. That doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, fast forward a little bit more. CIA agent, all of the SEAL Team 6, all those guys, dead. Died. Gone. And it's because they all tried to follow him. They were all shooting each other. At one point, I think he sends like a bunch of them down an elevator. Gone. Dead. You know what I mean? But then, and that was because he asked one of the SEAL Team 6, the leader, he said, hey, do do you know who's paying you? And he's like, I care. And I was like, oh, well, then you can die too. You know, like that's on you, bro. Like you should care who you're getting paid from. So then you move a little bit forward. CIA guy watching over the kid who's being hunted by the beekeeper, right? Hires a mercenary group. I couldn't not for the life of me find out what that accent was that the guy was, but the fight was incredible. The guy already lost a leg from a previous beekeeper, so he tells him, he's like, I killed a beekeeper once, and the kid's like, oh, thank God, you know, he can save us because he's killed a beekeeper. And he's like, yeah, I lost my leg. And he like shows them that he's wearing a prosthetic. He's like, I got lucky. And I'm like, oh, well, took a lot, but you got him, right? So fast forward a little bit. They think they have him dead to rights. He gets out of it, of course. I'm not going to spoil too much because I want you guys to see the movie. It is a really good movie. I really want you to watch it. Fast forward a little bit. Gets to the end. Right before the climax of the movie, that same guy that had the prosthetic comes out of nowhere. Epic, like probably about 5 to 10 minute fight between Jason and this guy. I don't know his name. Maybe I can find it. He did fantastic, dude. Did a great job. Taylor James, it looks like. He was Lazarus. I can't see any. Yes, Lazarus. The question is to be or not to be. Yeah, that's him. Taylor James, fantastic job. But they have this epic 5 to 10 minute fight. Was incredible. I loved it. Right there, actually, if you, sorry for the guys who are just listening audio, but the guys who aren't listening audio, he was the guy in the coat within the first 2 seconds of the trailer. I'm going to try and pause it right on time. Boom. This fight scene was absolutely incredible. So they get into the fight scene. Obviously, Jason Statham wins. Shocker there. He goes over and finds out all that additional information. Son is now freaking out, loses his mind, turns, shoots the director, the FBI director, who was in, like, the room with him and his mom. Because he's telling his mom, like, I used all the campaign funds so you would win the election. Because you were losing by, like, 5 counties. And he's like, listening, taking notes. So he just, blows him away. Then he's about to kill his mom. And Jason Statham's like, sometimes you gotta know who you're working for. And I'm not gonna tell you what happens then. But the ending was fantastic. Like I said, the female protagonist, I'm gonna try and find out her name real quick. I guess that would have been Emmy Raver Lampman. Yeah, Agent Verona Parker. Fantastic job. Because in the beginning, I despised that character. She had really good character development by the end, so I'm pretty happy about that. Josh Hutcherson, who played in the new Five Nights at Freddy's, great job to him. I've seen him in plenty of other movies, but great job to him. He did a good job playing, like, the stupid kid who's, like, he's got too much power and it's going to his head. He did a fantastic job. Bobby Nadiri, Matt Wiley, he made up for her downfalls. So the woman that I disliked, whatever her name is, Verona Parker, disliked her highly. By the, like, throughout the movie, Wiley makes you really enjoy the camaraderie between the two, because he jokes with her about pretty much everything. Anyway, just wanted to come out with that. Fantastic movie. Highly recommend The Beekeeper. Jason Statham sends out another banger. He does. He really does. But yeah, absolutely. If you guys do want to watch it, please watch it legally. Do what you're supposed to do. But IMDb gave it a 6.4. I give it an 8, 8.5. 8.5. Great movie. Moving on to the next review.